And the way things are around here, that's the last thing they
Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Let's start the show this week with an overture.
The Overture to Holiday Inn. God, that's a good show.
Fabulous show, yeah. Thoroughly enjoyed doing that a few years
Welcome
ago.
Welcome to 60 Minutes of Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Alistair Woodgate.
60 Minutes of the best of the musicals, plus a bit of banter from me and Alistair, because it's very quiet in the other corner. She's not here.
Yes, Julia's out and about and, having fun somewhere else.
I think she's
not as much
ready.
Fun as we're having.
No, that's it. Yeah. I think she's getting ready for The Fringe, myself.
Ah, yes, that's coming up fast, yep.
So we're going to play your song from The Girl from the North Country, which we'll talk about next.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. You threw the bombs a dime in your prime. Did I you? People call, say, beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kid and you. You used to. Everybody that was hanging out, and now you don't talk so loud, and now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. How does it feel? To be without a home, a complete unknown.
nothing like me yet. I could make you happy, make your dreams come true. There is nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel mine.
Yeah, go on in.
Love.
Yeah. That's the girl from the North Country, Like a Rolling Stone, which is music by...
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. And the show?
Yeah, I've not seen it. It first came out, I think it was about 2017, 18, and it's been back a few times. It's currently playing. Friends I know that have seen it absolutely adore it and have been back several times to catch it again. Book by Conor McPherson. Music by Bob Dylan. Quite a dark storyline centering around family and all the issues with the family. And it's all told from the perspective of a lawyer to the family who's sort of like the narrator. Some fabulous orchestrations and sort of variations on some of Bob Dylan's best known and lesser known songs.
Yes, I saw it on a UK tour, and you're right, it is dark. It's very, even the light in the staging's dark. And if you're feeling a bit low, you do feel a bit fed up when you come out afterwards. But the music does lift you. So now that was the girl from the North Country here on Grease Paint Stage Lights. After this, we've got the Lyrical Challenge. Saturday Night Fever and Disco Inferno. Did you do all the bits with the arms? Did you do that? Did you ever see the film?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Was you at the right age to see the film? Did you sneak in?
I think I was the right age to see it, sadly. Yeah.
Boring. Okay, time for the Lyrical Challenge.
Indeed. Now, the Lyrical Challenge is where we give you a couple of lines from a song. All you've got to do is identify the song and the show that it comes from. So here is this week's. I think this one's quite easy. I'd like to know that your love is a love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again.
Do you disguise it so well? Mrs. Hart puts a bit of a rhythm in it, and she sort of almost gives it away. But you're very... Well, you disguise it very well indeed, actually. Do it again, please.
I'd like to know that your love is a love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at btinternet.com.
Our planet is poison, the oceans, the air, around and beneath and above you.
Henry, that's true, and I totally care.
I'm trying to tell you I love you.
What?
The world is at war, filled with death and disease. We dance on the edge of destruction. The globe's getting warmer by deadly degrees.
And this is one seduction.
This planet is pretty much broken beyond all repair. But one thing is working, if you're standing there. Perfect for you. I could be perfect for you. I might be lazy, a loner, a bit of a stoner, it's true. But I might be perfect. I'll make myself perfect, perfect for you. You square all the corners, I straighten the curves.
You've got some nerve, Henry, and I'm just all nerves.
But even if everything else turns to dirt,
we'll be the one thing in this world that won't hurt.
I can't fix what's... But one thing I know I can do, I can be perfect for you.
I can be perfect for you.
Perfect for you.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Seen the general so despondent. I have taken over writing all his correspondence. Congress writes, George, attack the British forces. I shoot back, we have resorted to eating our horses. Local merchants deny us equipment, assistance. They only take British money, so sing a song of sixpence.
The cavalry's not coming.
But sir,
Alex, listen, there's only one way for us to win this. Provoke outrage. Outright.
That's right.
Don't engage. Strike by night. Remain relentless till their troops take flight.
Make it impossible to justify the cost of the fight.
Outrun.
Outrun.
Outlast.
Outlast.
Hit them quick, get out fast. Stay alive until this horror show is past. We're gonna fly a lot of flags half-mast.
Raise a glass.
I go back to New York and my apprenticeship.
I ask for French aid, I pray that Francis sent a ship.
I stay at work with Hamilton, we write essays against slavery. And every day's a test of our camaraderie and bravery.
We cut supply lines, we steal contraband. We pick and choose our battles and places to take a stand. And every day, sir, entrust me with a command. And every day,
no.
He dismisses me out of hand. Instead of me, he promotes Charles Lee, makes him second in command.
I'm a general. Whee!
Yeah, he's not the choice I would have gone with.
But they should bet at the Battle of Monmouth.
Everyone attack!
Retreat!
Attack!
Retreat!
What are you doing, Lee? Get back on your feet!
But there's so many of them!
I'm sorry, is this not your speed? Hamilton, ready,
sir. Have Lafayette take the lead.
Yes, sir.
1,000 soldiers die in 100-degree heat
as we snatch our stalemates from the jaws of defeat.
Charles Lee was left behind without a pot to piss in. He started saying this to anybody who would listen.
Washington cannot be left alone to his devices. Indecisive from crisis to crisis. The best thing he can do for the revolution is turn and go back to planting tobacco in Mount Vernon.
Thing. History will prove him wrong.
But sir,
we have a war to fight. Let's move along.
Strong words from Lee. Someone ought to hold him to it.
I can't disobey direct orders.
Then I'll do it.
Alexander, you're the closest friend I've got.
Lawrence, do not throw away your shot.
Hamilton, Stay Alive. Before that was Perfect for You from Next to Normal. So, oh, I forgot to mention that. 2 at 22.
Yes, indeed. So at 22, we will play two songs from one show. This week, suggested by one of our listeners. Thank you very much for your suggestion. They are from Martin Guerre, which first appeared in the West End, premiered in 1996. That's 30 years ago, very nearly.
Yes,
seems like yesterday, but there
it
we
does.
Go. And went through various revisions during its sort of opening few weeks, because it opened to mixed reviews. They closed it, did a big rewrite, reopened and got much better reviews for it second time round. And since then it's been here, there and everywhere on tour, but probably about time it came back into the West End for a revival. There were rumours last year that Bubil and Schoenberg, the writers, were contemplating a revival. I don't know what happened to that. I'll see if I can find out anything more for next time.
Now it's time to ask the experts on the grease paint and stage lights.
Well, we say first off, Lucy.
Let's see how you get
the experts away this week. Oh, shit.
Okay, question number one. In Kinky Boots, what is the names of the protagonist and his fiancé at the start of the show?
That is Charlie Price, who's the son of the factory owner.
Yep.
And Nicola is his fiancée.
Spot on. Number two, how many daughters does Tevier have in Fiddler on the Roof?
Five?
Oh, two out of two so far. Number three, what is the names of the couple in 42nd Street who are the director and the performer who save the show?
The director is Julian Marsh, and the performer is Peggy Sawyer.
Spot on. Well done. Three out of three. See? You don't need Mrs. Arm. That was superb. Talking like a Kinky Boots, should we play this?
I must be
to love me that way.
Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
Maybe love is something new. It just shows up out of the blue. Doesn't need all that much time. As long as you can make it rhyme. Maybe he is meant to last. Maybe Beau is just my past and the reason I left home was more than just to fix the corn. Maybe love.
Broadway cast recording of Maybe Love, which was at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre recently.
It was, very recently, yes. I didn't get to see it. I gather that certainly friends who saw it said it was great fun, really good evening and entertainment.
It's amazing how you can make a show out of corn.
Not the first time.
Well, that's true. So, you know, the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, it's lovely. It's a nice place to go to. It's got lovely lit trees when the sun goes down. It's dependent on the weather, isn't it?
It's so dependent. I was going to see La Cage aux Folles and we arrived to the stage crew using big brooms, trying to get rid of all the water on the stage, and the show never started. It was just too wet.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So that was a shame. And it was right at the very end of the run, so there was no opportunity to go back and see it another night. So it's, yeah, you are very weather dependent, but get a glorious balmy evening. And my goodness, we've had a few of those recently. There's nothing better than sitting under the stars watching great theatre.
Because the sun goes behind the stage, it sets behind it the does, stage yep. with the trees. Because Alison went to see Fiddler on the Roof on our recommendation and got as far as, not Wonders of Wonders, the bit about where the matchmaker, and then the rain came, and that was the end of that.
Oh, no, what a shame.
Such a shame. You're listening to Grease Paint Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, and Alistair Woodgate.
Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Whenever I was frightened, I ever felt alone, I turned to the night sky and a star I call my own. Somewhere I could run to, just across the Milky Way. If you like, I could take you. It's just a light year and a day. We can sail away tonight. We can navigate the stars to bring us back home. In a place so far away, we'll be young, that's how we'll stay. Every wish is a command. We will find ourselves in never, never land. Picture a land that you never have seen, where life is eternal and evergreen. A future of happiness all in your hands, all in this place of your dreams. Here inside Neverland, we can sail away tonight on a sea of pure moonlight. We can navigate the stars to bring us back home. In a place so far away, we'll be young, that's how we'll stay. Every wish is a command. We will find ourselves in never, never land. Every wish is a command. I am closer now. Neverland.
Grease paint and stage lights, where musicals matter.
So it's hard to breathe, and your mouth is dry. Your knees give out, and you want to cry. It's a bad flu, say the doctor and nurse, but my diagnosis is a whole lot worse. There's a bug that bites when you least expect. There's no pill or shot that has the least effect. How those doctors know, oh, what I'm speaking of, 'cause there has never been a cure for love.
You mean I've been in love for 40 Earth years? Can't eat, can't sleep, and you're telling me that's love?
Oh, yeah, it stops your heart.
Your heart.
Ooh, it lays you low.
So
it leaves you shivering from head to
grease paint and stage lights.
Look at all the captivating, fascinating things there are to do.
Name two.
Look at all the pleasures, all the myriad of treasures we have got.
Like what?
Look at Paris in the spring, when each solitary thing is more beautiful than ever before. You can hear every tree almost saying, look at me!
What color are the trees?
Green.
What color were they last year?
Green.
And next year?
Green.
It's a bore! But now marvel at the power of the mighty Eiffel Tower, knowing there it will remain evermore. Climbing up to the sky over 90 stories high.
How many stories?
90.
What does it matter?
It's stunning!
If you say so.
It's no more.
But now the Seine.
All it can do is flow.
But think of wine.
It's red or white.
But think of girls.
It's either yes or no. And if it's no or if it's yes, it simply couldn't matter less.
Now, stop.
It's the same dull world wherever you go. Whatever place you are at. The earth is round, but everything on it is flat.
Don't tell me Venice has no lure.
It's a town that needs a sewer. The Leaning Tower I adore.
Engineering is a bore. But think of a race with your horse in seventh place. Then he suddenly begins and he catches up and wins with a roar.
What a bore.
Then think of lunch beneath the trees.
You'll excuse me if you please.
You mean you don't want a cup?
The thought of lunch leaves me numb.
But I am poor.
Oh no, Uncle.
Oh, It's not a bore.
That's a nice production, that one, Gigi. It's a bore. Good song.
I think you've got to be very careful with Gigi these days. I think showing its age as a show.
Yeah, yeah. Who was it who sung that song in the film, The French Person? I know. It's on. It's in my head.
Maurice Chevalier, was it?
It was.
It was Maurice Chevalier.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights. Our tour 22 is two songs. Now, you say, what's Martin?
Martin. Martin-Guerre.
Martin-Guerre.
Murray.
I love coming and doing this program with you and Julia because you educate me so well. Tour 22 is coming next.
Stinky, pay's not great. Skating's free, but I can't skate 'cause my ankles tend to roll. From the touch in.
I'm with the one I love.
It's Saturday night and I'm the new girl, so I get to start from scratch. Next to Lodi, this is dreamy. Sure, tonight I'm getting books, but tomorrow they might see me.
I'm okay?
This is not a thing to think.
Skater Planet from Kimberly Akimbo.
I don't know anything about the show. It was on Broadway last year, I think. Again, friends who managed to get over there and see it said it was great fun, really great show. The music's fabulous. I must look it up and find out more. Maybe it'll come over here. Who knows?
Sounds like this could be like a girl guide type thing, doesn't it? Kimberly Akimbo. You listen to Grease Painted Stage, that's we're creeping up to our tour at 22. But first of all, being the producer, you have, well, you used to do two shows a year, but now you're pushing in another one for a year. It's a bit complicated, isn't it?
We did three last year, and we're doing three again next year. It places a lot of pressure on us because the turnaround time is next to nothing. You finish one and start the next straight away. And, of course, having three shows on the go, that's three files open because you've got the show that you're working on immediately. Then you're preparing the next one and the one beyond that because the timeline is such that a lot of stuff has to be put in place long before the rehearsals begin. It keeps us on our toes and it's good fun. Yeah.
Wow. And how do you cope with the crisis? I mean, obviously there's a team of you that deal with this, but have you ever had a problem where you've ordered a set and it's not going to come? So you've got to work
your way around. No, because we design and build our own sets for all our shows, so that's totally within our control.
Gotcha.
But of course that puts extra pressure on us because if you're hiring a set, you wait until the day before you get in and it turns up and that's it. Whereas we've got several weeks, if not months, of set building beforehand. So it puts an extra pressure and responsibility on us. The nice thing is that it means that our shows are very bespoke to us, and it's not a set that you might have seen with XYZ Theatre Company and ABC Theatre Company. It is very bespoke to our production.
Very nice. Very cleverly done. Time for our tour at 22 now. Over to you.
Thank you. Yes, we are going to hear two numbers from Martin Guerre. We're going to kick off with All I Know, followed by Tell Me To Go. Here we are.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
All that I've seen, all the battles, all that I've done, never seeing the truth until that morning and the light of the sun. And now I'm here with you, learning how it feels to feel scared of the feelings I've found. In all my life, this is the first time I've cared. These bloodied hands, their scars of war, have never fought for love before. And all I know is that all I want to say I've never said before. And all I ask is you tell me every word you have to say.
But all I need is the time to know that this is real and let it grow. And all I see is a man who finds he's brave enough to stay.
And all I know is the touch of love that changes all I know.
Is there someone I dreamed in my heart? Is there someone I dreamed from the start?
And all the pain that I've known turns to dust, blown by the wind. And all I know is that love like this is love that never lies. All I need
and let it grow.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Look, tell me to go. This can't go on, I should be gone. Tell me to go. Please, tell me to leave. This is all wrong, I don't belong. Tell me to go. Though I was given his name, no, how can I be the same as him? He was part of your life, lived a life I was made for, that I prayed for all those years. If I hear you say the words, I'll go.
Oh Lord, who is this man? Can I trust what I've heard? All I can hear is his pain. Has he crafted each word? And yet there's something more. Has something died, or is this what I've waited for? No!
Tell me to go.
This can't go on.
I should be gone. Tell me to go.
No!
Tell me to leave.
This must be wrong.
I don't belong. Tell me to go. Baptize my name.
It's just a name.
They all believe I'm the same. That I am a part of your life. All those years that I waited, was it fated from the start? Somewhere where I hope to find someone. Now I find myself near you. If I hear you say the word, I'll go. Just one last look at you. One look and then I'll go my way.
Thank you.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
I'm going to repeat the name of the show because I couldn't. But if you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, send them through, please, to musicals@btinternet.com. Now, we sent Mrs. R and Alison, my wife, to see The Time Traveller's Wife. Now, have you seen that?
I did, yes, I saw that and thoroughly enjoyed it.
But the music is not memorable, is it?
If what you want is a show where you come out humming all the songs, probably not.
Right.
No, not this one. But in terms of their place in the show and in the context of the storyline, they worked brilliantly. And I thought it was a really, really good score. And it told the story well. It's amazing how much they pack into the show in terms of storyline, in terms of visual effects. Fabulous. So I think the music absolutely suited or suits the piece. It's not necessarily one where the numbers stand alone and are incredibly memorable for forevermore thereafter.
And it's got special effects?
Yeah, very well done, very ingenious.
Clever, isn't it? Clever. Yeah. Anyway, that was the coming up for The Time Traveller's Wife. So we can do that now, shall we?
squeeze that last little bit out of that song. That's lovely.
Can I just paint a picture? If this was on TV, you'd see Alistair lean back, his eyes were shut. I thought he was sort of coasting on a summer afternoon or something. It's nice.
Enjoying the last few notes.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I've looked at the clock. We've got to go. It's coming up to the top of the hour. Thank you so much for your company. As always, we do appreciate it. Mrs. R will be with us next week. But in the meantime, I'm Mark Bilsby.
I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's lyrical challenge.
I'd like to know that your love is a love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again, will you still love me tomorrow? From Beautiful, the Carole King Story.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity-free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.